Hey, I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high temperature near 90. Today, Wake County public school families will find out if their child will be among those arriving to school late each day because of new bus routes. The school system likely needs 20 to 30 new drivers and have no turnover before everyone can arrive on time. WRAL is your back-to-school headquarters. You can watch On the Record on WRAL Saturday night at 7 as we sit down with district leaders in Wake, Durham, and Cumberland counties to talk about the upcoming school year. And for information on all things back-to-school, visit WRAL.com and search back-to-school. The power is back on in Durham, but there are still problems with damage and a few road closures. Moorhead Avenue at Anderson Street, among those intersections still blocked this morning. That is not far from where a falling tree killed a driver during Tuesday evening storms. Durham residents will have to wait a little longer to find out whether their public parks have unsafe levels of lead. The city was expected to release final results on Tuesday, but last night they announced the report won't be done until next Friday. Preliminary test results indicated high levels of lead in areas of Lion Park, Walltown Park, and East End Park. Well, tonight's the night. High school football action returns with the 43rd season of Football Friday. We'll have highlights for more than 20 high school football games from around the area beginning tonight live at 11:35 on WRAL and on the WRAL apps. That's a look at some of our top stories on a Friday. Hope you have a happy and safe weekend. I'm Brian Schrader.